A new report finds many of North America's largest retail companies are embracing chemical safety policies to help protect consumers from toxic chemicals in products. The fourth annual Who's Minding the Store, a report card on retailer actions to eliminate toxic chemicals, evaluated and graded the chemical policies and practices of 43 retail chains with more than 190,000 stores in the U.S. and Canada. It's part of Safer Chemicals, Healthy Families, Mind the Store campaign. Kathy Curtis is Executive Director of Clean and Healthy New York.
It's routine for the presence of toxic chemicals to be found in children's products. You name it, sleeping, eating, transport, bedding, bathing, playing, all of the aspects of their day. These chemicals have been associated with a number of health problems, learning disabilities, neurodevelopmental toxicants, cancer, asthma, and a host of other health problems. It's avoidable. There are products that are safe. And there are products that contain these carcinogens and neurotoxicants, et cetera. And they could be right next to each other on a store's shelf, and a parent could not know which is which. They would look exactly the same because they don't have to tell us.
The good news is that in the largest ever analysis of its kind, 63% of companies evaluated in the report improved over the past year alone. Bobby Wilding is Deputy Director of Clean and Healthy New York.
These retailers are taking steps to increase their transparency about what they're purchasing from their vendors and offering for sale to consumers, and they are requiring companies to screen out the worst toxic chemicals and establishing clear procedures and timelines for making that happen. We're most interested in the rapid increase for Bye Bye Baby and its parent company, Bed Bath & Beyond. They moved their score up by 20 points this year, starting a new policy to screen out harmful chemicals in baby personal care products, so shampoos and baby lotions. They've also been taking action to avoid a whole class of harmful chemicals that end up getting used as flame retardants.
Wilding notes all 11 retailers graded yearly dramatically improved. Their average grade from a D-plus in 2016, the first year of the report card, to a B-minus this year. For the second year in a row, four retailers received the highest grades for their work to protect customers from toxic products and packaging. Apple with an A-plus, Target and Walmart, both with A's, and IKEA, an A-minus. Several social justice organizations are urging New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to sign the Child Safe Products Act. Sponsored by fellow Democrat and Assembly Environmental Conservation Committee Chair Steve Englebright.
The bill requires product makers to inform if harmful chemicals are in what they sell. And it also creates a framework for reporting and banning additional dangerous chemicals in children's products going forward.
The report handed 14 retailers, about a third of the companies evaluated, an F grade for failing to adopt even basic public safer chemicals policies to address toxics that may be in their products and packaging. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.